I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday, people. Do we have power at our house? Hold on. Let's see. Once Vinny Tan gets out of the camera there, we'll... I'll be on Zoom and...
Oh, come on. Oh. Bryn, you gotta bring me up sooner, buddy. I was sitting here looking at this thing and then... Damn it.
I didn't see you in the waiting room until I let you in as soon as I saw you.
I was in the waiting room for like 40 minutes.
What?
Oh, have you?
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
That's bizarre. Nicole and Sarah were there first. That's interesting. Yeah.
No, Bixby.
No.
Who's Bixby?
That's the Samsung assistant.
Oh.
It's like Siri.
Oh. Well, don't say her name too loud. I don't want anything.
I know. I was
here.
Just looking to see if any of my stuff activated. It didn't. See, it never works when you want it to.
No. It's oh my God.
It works more when I say Sarah.
That lady. I know. Siri,
yeah.
Sarah. Uh-huh. Right. That lady that lives in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
God, she's just constantly talking. And then if anybody mentions her on TV, then she won't shut up. And then it's like she ignores me when I tell her stop. You know, Alexa, stop. Oops, sorry. Hope I didn't set
up
everybody's.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, actually, saying stop is okay.
Yeah, I guess saying stop. We had to rename. And then we had like a second one that kept answering when you'd be talking to the one in the one room. And then so we had to rename the other one. I don't. Mm-hmm. Honestly, my house is just too confusing these days.
It's very complicated.
I like the olden days. You go out, chop wood, heat your house with a wood fire, and that was the end of it, you know? You had to sit and make your own clothes. Those
the
are the days.
Kids coming
up
have gotten so used to using that thing that it's clearly going to be a big part of their daily lives. For me, I don't.
I hear you. I mean, I do ask it questions from time to time, or I'll tell it to play some songs for me. That's convenient.
Yeah, but you know
the
what
kids,
I do use
got,
it for?
What's
the
that?
A timer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, sure. Oh my God, it's a great timer.
That's it's my alarm clock now. Actually, I started using that for fun. Audiobooks or music. I can set my. You know, that's cool to wake up to the book you want to listen to or the song you want to hear. That's kind of cool. I just started that last week. Just to
wake
try
me
it
up with this song.
Mm-hmm. Or with this station.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your choice? What do you wake to?
Right now I'm listening to an audiobook just because I'm trying to. It's like a motivational book, so it's like, get out of bed. So they think it's perfect for that moment, in that moment, you know, at 3:30.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
You're
honestly
waking to a motivational
to
book.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Which one?
It's David Goggins. It's called Can't Hurt Me.
Oh,
David Goggins.
He's this crazy military Navy SEAL. Who's just been through the hardest. I listen to that book when I'm training usually. And so it's also kind of, it morphs over to my waking up because sometimes I consider that training, you know, waking up at a certain time to get your stuff done.
I'm fully trained in that. I just,
get after
you know,
it.
I'm never going to enjoy that. I can't.
David Goggins
like
is an American ultra marathon runner, ultra distance cyclist, triathlete, motivational speaker, and author. Mm-hmm. He's a retired United States Navy SEAL and former United States Air Force Tactical Air Control Party member who served in the Iraq War. He's jacked, no doubt about that.
Yeah, he's a beast. And
tell
he cusses
what,
a lot.
What is his voice? Oh, he does? Oh, that's
cusses
fun.
Cusses a lot, yeah.
What does his voice sound like? Like, imitate it.
He sounds.
Is he yelling at you? Like, get out of bed, you loser!
He has moments where he's yelling at you, but it's more about his struggle. He just tells you about his story, about where he came from, where he came from nothing, and a lot of violence. He was beaten as a kid by his father. His father also beat his mom, and And what I love most about his story is his insecurity. That he grew up, you know, he was really big at one point. I think he was almost 300 pounds when he tried to join the Navy SEALs, and so he had to lose 100 pounds in a certain amount of time. And then there's
a picture of him looking pretty bloated. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he talks about that, and he's like, I tried to go for a run to shed this weight because I knew I could do it. Then after three quarters of a mile, I came home and I just started crying because I couldn't do it, which is actually what I like to hear, because he's normal, you know, right. Somebody that jacked and that crazy amazing is a normal human being too, and has flaws,
right?
You know, and
well,
has
we're
doubts.
All, you know, a product of how we were raised. I mean, right. That's, you know, you can't, it's hard to escape that. You read a lot of self-help stuff though, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's good. I went out with a lady who in the dating conversation, we were talking about books, and she said, yeah, I love self-help books. And I didn't know if I was supposed to be proud of her or afraid of her, because that's just one of those. Yeah, I go into the bookstore and I stay there and I go to the self-help section and I peruse and read pieces, and then I pick a new book, and that's my new. Mm-hmm. All right.
They can be like therapy. There's no question.
No, they're great, and you want to see someone who's not like, I'm me. I'm already done. Right. What?
Yeah.
Like I could get better than this? Forget it.
I mean, hello.
Yeah, that's not a good attitude. That's not good.
My mind wanders so hard when I read books that are not awesome stories.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I read so much not for pleasure. Like, you know, already today, how many stories would you say you've read? 100? Like, I'm really good at just sort of skimming, looking for keywords. But when I read for myself, I want to read something that takes me away from all that.
I get that.
Yeah. You're always talking about, you know, me and you will be hanging out on a Zoom. You're like, oh, I read this thing about, you know, whatever facet of life it can possibly address. I think it's weird that you're waking up with it.
And
it
somehow incorporates it. Yeah, well, that guy, it's just fun listening to his story. I laugh a lot too. You know, he makes me laugh.
That sounds pretty good.
He ain't no punk.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. He ain't no punk. So what'd you do this weekend, Clarky? Anything good?
Well, we got these Oculus things. You know how I want to live in the Oasis? So I got this neighbor. Well, you know, Ready Player One all the way. So I have this neighbor. His name's Mike. And he's great. He's one of those people that's just like unstoppable. Like, you know, the people who have so much energy, you're like, I want to find the energy within me to run away from you. Sometimes that kind of person. Like, he's into virtual reality. He's so into it, he has a PhD in it. Like, he's one of the people that's like out there exploring the cutting edge of what's available in virtual reality. So back in like November or something, we're chatting, and it always comes back to VR. We're talking about Ready Player One and the Oasis, and he's like, Sarah, it's already here. You got it. And then he texts me all the stuff that I need to get. So I'm like, great, for Christmas, I'll get an Oculus, which is this set of goggles and these haptic handles, these handles that you hold. So they just arrived. We ordered them in November, and they got here, a week ago. And they've just been sitting there, like. And then a couple days in, they disappeared. My kid had them in his room. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, it's unbelievable. He goes, Mom, you know, brings it out. I put it on. And I spent, I would say, 6 to 8 hours in this virtual reality over the weekend. You're in your house, you stand up, you draw a grid around you where you're not going to bump into anything, and the thing lights up when you get near it so you don't walk into the kitchen counter or trip over something. And I'm doing this like escape room thing, and it's friggin' you
that
can't believe it.
Awesome.
It's I don't even know how excited I should be about it. I was actually standing up and doing all these moves and stuff. Like, I'm sore today from being in the virtual world. It's not even funny. Like, it's, you know, it is. It's ridiculous. But you're, like, standing. And then, actually, you're sort of getting
tired.
This was
Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday. I was in there. And actually, Friday also.
Friday, so, too?
Yeah, just for a little while, because I was trying to figure out how to do it on Friday. And then, you know, I was supposed to actually wait till my neighbor, Mike, was going to, like, walk us. But my son had already been playing with the thing, and, you know, and it was never going to come out of his room unless I asked about it. So
this is your youngest?
The older one.
The older
one. Oh, my God. The younger one, too, though. They both, like, it's a fight. Like, we got to get more of these because, and they're not cheap. They're like, I think you can get a full rig for like around $400. So they're just one person, you know, that's it. Each one person can use the thing. And I got to talk to my neighbor, Mike, because he's going to tell us, I don't know.
All right.
How we
so
can
wait, let me
there.
Try and get this straight okay. about the technology. So if your sons get those, can you all be in the same escape room?
I do not know. We can all, you know, that particular thing is like you set your profile and you play it. Somebody else comes in, they set their own profile, they play it.
I'm sure.
All right, let me ask you this.
Something out there that
yes, I'm sure
that,
there's
though.
Some place where we can gather.
Can you take a picture of what you're seeing?
I can videotape
it. So you
can
show it to other people?
I can videotape the whole. You can watch it on the phone that it's connected to. I can see what the person inside there is watching, is seeing. But Vinny, I will say this. So you get there and you're in this place that's actually in your house, but you're in it. And you set your, there's like, you can be in the mountain lodge or you can be on the space station or you can be in the, you know, crazy weird bubble world. And you are in it and the goggles are on your face and it's all perfectly focused and you can look in any direction and it's all around you, like the room you're in goes away. And so yesterday John's watching football and I can kind of hear the football game. There's not like ear pieces or anything and you can hear it, but it's not like overwhelming. You're still in the world. And so I can sort of hear football and stuff, and I'm in the kitchen for 3 hours doing this game and
escape room,
this escape room thing. It's called,
so you're not seated.
Oh, no. No,
for
you
3 hours,
to...
you're like climbing around in your kitchen, but you're not.
You're lifting, you're pulling on pulleys, and you're moving over here, you're turning, you know.
Pulling
you can
on
do
pulleys.
It seated. You can do it seated, but it's weirdly more difficult. Like, you kind of need to be up.
But and you look like a crazy person. You're making all these movements that nobody
That no
see.
One knows, and I'm talking or I'm saying the words out loud that I need to say, and I, you know, and then... So it's so weird when you finally go, okay, Jesus, I think I'm getting a headache from this. And I go to take the thing off and then like, there you are, where you've been the whole time, except you haven't been there.
Oh, that place sucks.
That was actually nice to get back.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, this one I'm doing is kind of a horror one. So it's, you know, there's like a mummy and stuff. So anyways, it's I did that for a large chunk of the, which I it was raining yesterday. It wasn't a great day. Saturday was beautiful. So that's what I did. Oculus. What did you do?
That is
it's
crazy.
So cool. It's so
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Vinny,
I love
it's
it.
It's so cool.
I don't so want to cool. like it.
Yeah, I didn't want to like it either. Too bad. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid it. I don't.
I can't wait to get back
that.
In there and,
oh,
and
no,
continue that
bad.
Game.
You're going to do it today.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Of course I am. I have other stuff to do today, unfortunately. I can't spend all day. And honestly, you can't be in there that long. Like 3 hours, I had a headache. You can get nauseous from it. I mean, you're in this other place. There's a roller coaster
you
one.
You build up a tolerance, though. And soon you'll be able to stay. You'll live there.
I will. I'll be on here, and you'll see me with my big white block
like
on the front
it.
Of my
Talk
face.
Talk about virtual concerts, though. That's a new way to do it. If everybody got those, you can just do a live concert, and you're there next to the guy that's attending, and you could see your other people. Or
they do the say, I think, I want to say it was the Foo Fighters did one. You can walk right up and like look right in Dave Grohl's face as he's singing right in your face and walk all around, look out at the audience. You know,
he spits a lot. You don't want to do that.
Well, it's virtual then.
Virtual spits okay.
Virtual spits all right, yeah. Yeah, so it's, I mean, listen, as I actually wonder, I was like, oh, should I even say it? Like, it's just, I can tell it's going to be a problem for
Wait,
me.
Wait, so let me get this straight. So you get this, the glasses and the handles, and then you're using your phone somehow?
It's connected to my Facebook account, which was upsetting to me because I hate Facebook. But it's... That is how you make purchases if you buy a game or if you're doing whatever. So it's connected to my phone. And I'm sure it can be connected to someone else's phone. But my phone, I'm able to, if you're on my set, I can watch you on my phone. Because I have the app on there and I can just cast it right onto my phone.
And so the app is one particular game or it's this world where there's a million games?
So the app, the Oculus app, is the sort of hub for your Oculus and all the games you have. So in there, like when you click a thing, like your menu comes up and you've got all your settings and all your apps and all your games and all your, and it's floating in the air in front of you, and you use your hands to press the buttons, and it's and you, oh my God, another thing that you can do on there.
Oh yeah. Can't wait.
This is not good.
I love it.
So there's all kinds of immersive content. Like, it isn't just games.
Uh-huh. There's porn. There's,
yeah. Well, I don't know about porn. I didn't.
Have you seen the tab? Yeah, there's a VR tab on Pornhub for that.
Just a text.
I haven't.
Yeah,
but I'm listening to this and I'm going,
I'll have to tell John that.
There's got to be porn for this. That's just
there's
so
always
typical.
It's amazing.
The only reason that anything ever gets developed is how can I...
Right. Incorporate
you know
porn,
incorporate
man.
Some porn right. into this. So it didn't even occur to me, and I didn't look for that. So what I found were these immersive, like there are videos where, and I guess they're videos, you are underwater, you're hanging out in a reef, and there's fish all around you. They're avoiding you, like,
so
you're
fun.
Clearly point of view of the scuba diver who's under there. And you know, I learned some stuff about manta rays, so that was amazing. You know, stuff like that. Then there's a space one that at first I'm like, oh, I'm just sort of floating through space. And then all of a sudden this EDM music starts out and I'm shooting Speed of Light through this tunnel. Like, you feel like you're rocketing through space.
Oculus, huh?
Oculus.
You're going to definitely want to get your boys their own equipment.
Right. Yes. Now that you've mentioned that, them having it in their room takes on a whole new wrinkle.
Yeah, you're going to want to get them their own stuff and even write your name on yours. Like,
yes.
This is not.
Don't touch with your gross hands.
This doesn't go to your room, boys. Right. Yikes.
This is found in Irvine, Vinny.
Hey, oh, Irvine? Oh, funny.
Oculus is Irvine ended up. There's a lot of companies that are there in like the Orange County area, so I'm not surprised.
What'd you do this weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
I did basically, well, I tried to go surfing. It was pretty junky. Nothing. I watched football. Yesterday was wonderful. I plugged in my guitar and watched two football games and noodled on the guitar all day. By the way, Tom Brady is the king.
The Hello. GOAT.
He tried to lose. I mean, he did throw three interceptions. He just couldn't
you know,
do it.
Let me say something about that. Because I've watched him through the years, and he's had times where you go, he can't throw the ball anymore. He actually threw great yesterday, and those guys are butterfingers if I've ever seen them. They're just dropping balls right and left. I have to believe he's yelling at someone as we speak, like whether he's texting them or however that works.
He won. Maybe he holds it back if they win.
No, I bet you he said to them, I will never stop yelling at you. Yeah. I'm going to yell at you for 2 weeks up to the next game.
Yep.
It was unbelievable how many guys get paid to catch the football. I could hear, what's that quote, the quote of Giselle defending Tom way back?
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball.
I can hear her in my head as I'm watching that game going, that guy dropped another ball? How do you do that? Mm. That's all you do.
That's your whole job.
Catch it.
Yeah. It is heartbreaking, though, when you see a ball and it's just, it's right there. It's perfectly placed. And it just somehow, it's like, what was that? Like a sea hare distance. And it just slid right. Like, how
did you get control of the ball and catch the ball at the same time?
Right.
How did you not catch that?
That's the right question, Giselle. I couldn't figure it out either. I'm like, I can't believe these guys. And one of his receivers is supposed to be the best guy out there, or one of the best. That's Evans' guy.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys.
Yeah.
Hits him in the hands, drops. What?
Yeah.
Anyway, they did win. Yeah. He's headed for the Super Bowl. That's very exciting. I'm sure you're thrilled.
Yes, I'm thrilled. You know what? I will say, listen, this is, you know, if this is a divorce, Belichick has lost.
Oh, yes, he has.
You know, the hot wife has gone on to do it again.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the sports shows I watched, the guys were like, who you got, Belichick or Brady? And one of the guys was like, it's Belichick. It's always been Belichick. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. And now it's the guy's eating his hat because it's not Belichick. It's Brady.
Yeah.
For sure. Hmm. He fulfilled his dream of shoving it in Belichick's face. I believe he still needs one more game in order to really complete.
Kill him, Mahomes. Kill him. Kill him. Murder him.
Well, and that's so one of the pictures I saw, someone posted a picture of Yoda from Star Wars and Yoda from The Mandalorian.
Mm.
And it was supposed to be the Super Bowl quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Old Yoda. And
the old one, the young
baby
one.
Yoda.
Listen, the old one has, you know, years and years of training.
Mm-hmm.
New guy, you know, he's pretty good. He did stop that one monster in season one. That was pretty impressive. Yeah, it's wonderful. Congratulations.
So I watched football. The other thing I did as we were sort of dealing with the fallout from last week is we've prepared, because if you don't know, PG&E, we had a power outage here where I live in Santa Cruz County, and I assumed it was some kind of preemptive turnoff because of the wind. And then they come back to us with, by the way, 3 days later, without any information, they come back to us with, there were some wild turkeys that caused a power outage in your area. It wasn't the wind or a preemptive, you know, safety blackout.
Did everyone grab their rifles and go out to kill the turkeys?
Well, no. Everyone called BS on it, which it is. You know, show us a turkey. Show us the burned up turkey that caused a 3 day power outage. So
we're all sending
receipts in for the food that they, you know, that we lost because they had us off for 3 days without telling us one word about what went wrong. And then the atmospheric river coming, there's for sure going to be some, I guess you call them mudslides. I don't know. The places where the fires were are absolutely going to have trouble. That's not us, but I don't know if that means we're going to just get, they're not even trying to have good public relations. They don't even try anymore. Anyway, we're dealing with that too.
And they just keep kicking up our rates.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel really helpless. Like, I want to send everything that we're dealing with to KSBW or some news crew, somewhere, NBC Bay Area. I know a guy there.
Yeah.
And just have them, you pursue this. You make them show the turkey that burned out the power for 3 days. Show us that.
And honestly, if it's just a turkey and it burned and it sizzled and the thing, just get the F out there and put it back together.
Yeah, 3 days.
Like, you know, this power outage is all the time. And you know how long they last? A couple hours.
Yeah. So anyway, we're dealing with that. And I'm also looking at, if this is the way, we have to get a backup, some kind of backup power source. There's just no other way.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with that too. Yay. Oh, we are so late. Jesus.
Well, about 10 minutes ago, Bryn was giving us the wrap it up, but we were busy. We're talking about stuff.
We're deep in the conversation. Good stuff.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.